Hello, hello! Welcome back to the Feel Good Factor. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus and I'm so glad you could join me here today. Hello, I hope you've been having a lovely week and all set for a really nice Sunday also. before I begin this episode, I've had this overwhelming feeling of love for all of you who've been listening to all or almost all the episodes of this podcast, who regularly tune in. You know, I know when I publish an episode and there are a few listens right away, and I know that, oh my God, you know, these are regular listeners. These are people who are listening to almost every single episode. And I feel so much love and gratitude for all of you. So thank you if you are a regular listener of the show. If you aren't a regular listener too, thank you for listening to, you know, whichever random episodes that you do pick to listen. And if you're new here, welcome. I hope you also start listening to whatever podcast episodes I share regularly and that you like them and you find them relatable and probably even a bit inspiring in your own life. I assume that those of you who are regular listeners are already on my newsletter, the Feel Good Tribe. If you aren't, I strongly encourage you to join because I share so many stories there. If you like what you hear on the podcast, you're going to like the newsletter. And I don't send emails very often, you know, just once or maybe, you know, two times a month or something like that. You know, not very often, unless there's something special happening like a launch or something, then you'll get 2-3 mails in a row regarding that. But otherwise, you know, that's very rare. Otherwise, usually one or two in a month. But yeah, they are packed to the gills. So if you aren't on the Feel Good Tribe yet, that is my free newsletter, go to veganosaurus.com/newsletter. You'll find the link in the show description as well as the episode show notes. And yeah, sign up, join the Feel Good Tribe. I'd love to have you on the tribe. If you don't already know this about me, I keep going off Instagram for months on end. I take these long social media breaks and Instagram is my one social media vice as of now. I've quit the other places. But this is the one place where I'm active and regular. And so when I'm on Insta, I'm on Insta quite regularly. So not regularly like every single day, but a few times a week. And then I'm there quite a bit. So I realized that, you know, staying off it completely is the only way to once in a while just de-addict myself from the platform. I keep going off on breaks. You can hear more about how much of a difference the Insta break, my very first Insta break, did in my life. You know, I went off for 2-3 months and what a huge difference it made on episode 72, where I've shared in detail about this. So I was off in December and then last month I got back onto Insta again and I've been active on it. And this one thing that keeps bothering me again and again is how it's turned into this whole Reels platform. You know, there are videos, and it's quite annoying, quite irritating to me to see so many Reels. Yes, there are a few creators whose Reels are wonderful. I do enjoy a couple of them, but apart from that, the rest of them, it's more like people are just being forced to make Reels because they have no other option, because that's what the algorithms, algorithm pushes forward. So they're making Reels and it's very distracting. And even the good ones, it's not good for you. You know, short form video, it really messes with your whole attention span and everything. So I get annoyed. I'm like, oh, you know, why is Instagram so full of Reels? Today's episode, I wanted to talk about this. I've spoken about this before on my blog and everything, but I wanted to talk about this again on the podcast because I feel like I'm not the only one. There are many others who are very sick of Instagram Reels just infesting their feed. So I wanted to share a few ways you can make things better for yourself, the whole Insta experience. There are many other ways, but these few seem to help me not to get sucked into the Reels rabbit hole. Well, habit hole too, right? Because yeah, you get into a habit of scrolling that news feed. Picture this. You're in school, the teacher of your favorite subject walks into class. Suddenly, she starts dancing and flashing text cards at you. Like quickly flashing the text cards. Halfway through reading one, it disappears. Then another card appears. Before you can begin to figure out what it says, it disappears again. Followed by one more text card. And to top things off, Backstreet's Back, All Right, is blaring in the background. Hey, what can I say? I'm a 90s kid. That's the song I can think of. With your attention all over the place, right? Are you listening to the lyrics of the song? Are you reading what the text says? Are you watching the teacher dance? With your attention all over the place, how much of the core information do you even catch? Imagine if people communicated this way all the time. Quick, short bursts of colorful, distracting conversations. One after another, after another, after another. How much actual value do you get out of these interactions? Will you even retain and recall any of the details over time? Sounds like a nightmare, right? Well, with Instagram Reels, that's exactly what we're being subjected to. We're being forced into this. And it's a platform that started as photographs and everything. So, you know, we didn't sign up for it when we started using Instagram, right? We didn't sign up for Reels. Watch the video, quickly try to read the disappearing text, tune into the background song while its lyrics are clashing against the text you're attempting to read. Your attention scattered in so many, bloody many directions. ADD anyone? Before you can even grasp what's happening, the next video begins to play. And just like that, you're down the Instagram Reels rabbit hole. When you resurface, a good chunk of your day has gone by. And regardless of how entertained you might have been, you don't feel very alert or alive. And you can't even remember where you began and why you went into Insta in the first place. It's a sickening feeling. If you were on Instagram early, like, do you remember the early days of Instagram? We had just photos and captions. It was mostly about mindful and meaningful engagement. Everything was clean and calming. There were no distractions that forcefully pulled at your attention in multiple directions. Heck, even hashtags didn't even exist back then. Then, you know, Meta, Facebook, bought Insta and began screwing with auto-playing video content. Well, okay, the long form and live videos were kind of all right. They served a purpose for creators and audience alike. And more importantly, they didn't invade the feed. But then Reels came somewhere in late 2021 and the doom began. Okay, I'll admit, I was one of the early enthusiastic Reels creators. They were so much fun to make and such a creative way to tell a story in 15 to 30 seconds. I even followed some great Reels heavy accounts back then. Since they take time and effort to create, only some creators who were serious about the quality of their content made the effort with Reels at first. And even they did it selectively because it's a medium that suits only certain kinds of content and not others. So back then, the Insta feed wasn't messed up. There was a good balance of photo and carousel posts. With videos or Reels content, you know, peppering it. Going down the feed was still a fairly pleasant experience when it all started in 2021. Then the Instagram algorithms heavily skewed towards reels and all hell broke loose. People who had no business making reels began creating mediocre, pointless ones just so they could be discovered. And the good content creators who actually had valuable information to share messed up their profiles by churning out reel after reel. If you're doing something only because you think you have to and believe it's the only way to grow, the magic goes away. And that impacts the quality of your content in an undesirable way. We have a term in Kannada, yagat hoditu. It's what happens when you get an overdose of something you originally liked. After a point, even the thought of it makes you want to barf. That's how I feel about reels now. I never liked the pointless dancing around, but now I don't even want to watch the funny babies or toddlers or cute animals or most of those witty little skits people enact. Things I used to enjoy before have lost their charm. At first, when I started to get sick of Instagram reels, I just craved. But there's no point in that, is there? The complaining could get just as annoying as the reels themselves. So I began taking steps to change things. I thought I'd share what I've learned along the way. If you also want to make your Instagram feed experience less distracting and more pleasant, here are some ideas for you to consider. 1. Stop feeding into the algorithm's demands. This one's a no-brainer. You want fewer reels on the feed? Start by not creating them yourself. Share your message through long-form written or video content and carousel posts. I know reels get more views and exposure right now, but is that extra reach you're getting worth the very real harm it's causing to all our brains and also to Insta itself? Besides, if your audience's attention span is only 15 seconds long, don't you have to work a lot harder in the long run to get and hold on to their attention at all? 2. Log into Insta on a browser instead of the app as a habit. It's way less distracting. Videos don't start playing automatically on the browser, so your attention isn't forcibly sucked into the Reels rabbit hole. You can publish posts and engage on your feed right from the browser. But if you must use your app, like when you want to share a story or check your insights, which unfortunately you can't do on the browser, mute your phone before you enter Insta. Even when videos autoplay, not having to listen to all kinds of songs and noises is a comparatively peaceful way to scroll. 3. Drastically reduce the number of Reels-heavy creators you follow. I'm not saying you should stop following everyone who posts reels. Just be discerning about what kind of content is worth your attention. Because your attention is precious. If you want to continue to publicly follow certain accounts but not be subjected to the endless reels on your feed, make good use of that discreet mute posts option. 4. Skew your attention towards Reels-free accounts. Engage more with simple, distraction-free, long-form content that resonates with you. Spend time reading full captions and leave meaningful comments. Show her the algorithm that this is what you want more of. I'm noticing these days that the more I engage with certain accounts, the more they appear on my feed. So, you know, that's a good way to start following accounts or start engaging. When you start getting more content from accounts which have the, you know, long form posts or just carousel posts and stuff, just keep engaging with them more. Even if they don't appear on your feed, go find that account and then, you know, just engage with it, like, comment, all those things, and then come out. After a point, they'll start appearing on your feed. 5. Be vocal and spread awareness. Just because everyone you know is churning out reels these days doesn't mean you should be afraid to speak out against them. Most movements for positive change start out as unpopular opinions, right? I know reels are fun to watch and make. Like I said, I used to create them too at first. But auto-playing highly distracting short video content is destroying attention spans. It's a very real and serious problem. It's high time for all of us to seriously consider how we can collectively heal our brains of this addiction to constant stimulation and distraction. Shunning reels is a good place to begin. We all need to turn into conscious creators and consumers. That's the only way forward to preserve sanity. The good news, many people are beginning to realize how our attentions are being stolen and destroyed by distracting social media trends. There are plenty of people like us who are completely sick of Instagram reels. It's time for all of us to get together and take our peaceful Insta feeds back. I know, wishful thinking, right? Forget what's happening on a larger scale for now. Smaller sections of us can come together and create distraction-free ecosystems in our immediate circles. In the long run, we can hope for bigger ripples in the overall social media culture and consumption patterns. If Insta doesn't die out by then. Well, that's it for today. I'm very excited about tomorrow. I'm off to this local vegan market that's happening. It's huge and I'm really excited to go try all the yummy, yummy foods and do a lot of shopping and most importantly, meet so many vegans, so many friends, you know, from the non-vegan world too, who enjoy supporting these vegan brands. So yeah, I am really, really excited for it. And I hope you have something really fun, really interesting planned for your Sunday too. Fun doesn't mean having to go out necessarily. Most of my fun Sundays are staying at home, staycations. I'm a fan of those. But yeah, here's wishing you a lovely weekend. And talk to you again next week. If you're not on my newsletter, don't forget to sign up. Veganosaurus.com/newsletter. Take care. Bye.